This is CICK News. Concerns are being raised about the long-term safety and construction quality of a seniors housing complex in Telkwa called Aldermere House, with board members of the Telkwa Senior Housing Society warning that serious design and planning failures could worsen over time if they're not addressed. I reached out to the Village of Telkwa staff and council, as well as BC Housing, for comment on the issues raised in this story, but did not receive a response by my deadline. In this interview, Telkwa Senior Housing Society President John McDivitt and Vice President Derek Meerdink, who brings decades of construction and municipal governance experience, walk through how the existing units are being maintained, what they say went wrong during construction, and how those lessons are shaping plans for a new seniors housing development known as Hubert Place.
I'm John McDivitt, President and Manager. Okay.
Derek Meerdink, Vice President for Telkwa House.
If you could bring me up to speed on how it's been. I spoke to you last spring, John, so bring me a little bit up to speed. Have there been, like, are all the units filled at Aldermere Place? And yeah, just bring me up to speed on how this housing unit has been getting filled and how you feel like it's being run.
With the two houses, there is 20 tenants, 20 rooms, and they're all full, and they've always been full. And they're hardly, the only one once in a while will be empty is because of maintenance. Like, we paint it, before you move in, we paint them all. Down below, we're putting in hardwood floor and double sinks and new blinds. And we put on new floor because the linoleum is cheapest stuff that was ever designed, and we have to get rid of it.
So, Derek, you're new to the board. Can you tell me a little bit about why you were motivated to join this board? And yeah, just kind of a little bit about your position.
First of all, I have a heart for seniors. When I look at a situation like this, coming onto the board and seeing some of the problems that have arisen throughout this whole construction process, it's motivated me more to be able to help out and assist and try to make some of these things right and move forward in a positive direction so we can continue building as it's much needed here in Telkwa for seniors, and when obviously dealing with a building that we're having some issues on, and we're trying to get this so we can make this a harmonious situation for everyone involved.
So your job on the board is as vice president. What are the areas that you're most interested in?
Okay, both actually. Helping out and contributing to assisting with getting these new buildings going, the demand is there. And also at the same time, of not negating the fact that there are some serious repairs, things that were missed on this existing building, Alder House, that we're currently in.
Okay. Do you want to speak to some of the issues that you're experiencing? Because you have a background in not only a civic council member, but also construction as well, is that right?
Construction as well as concrete. I grew up in the concrete business, and I've been in construction for the last 30 years as well.
Yeah. So then what do you see happening at Alder House? Or what are you speaking about at a board level as well that needs to be rectified?
Okay. What we see at Alder House is a project that was undertook or spearheaded by BC Housing. And just the whole way this whole procedure was done, it's just so many red flags that have arisen along the way in that. The problem being is, how did these buildings ever pass? We look at design, we look at how did this ever happen like this? It just boggles me from the whole planning perspective how these important things were missed.
One thing, when they put the sidewalks on top of the sewer lines and on top of the water line, what happens when you have to dig them up? You got to dig everything, the sidewalks, everything up. Somebody screwed up big time.
So I guess maybe explain to me a little bit about the planning then of this construction. How much does Telkwa Senior Housing Society, how much did you have to do with the planning of it, and how much of that is BC Housing and the contractor?
It would be all BC. We never had nothing, although we have an architect that's designing the other ones, the new ones, and he's local. The board picked him. And
this all starts with planning. And when you haven't got a plan, you're planning to fail. So to me, when we look at this, there was no overall plan of how this was ever going to move forward. When these designs come in, the village should be looking at this and determining where their lines are going to go, having a definite plan for the water, elevations for sewer, the grades. It seems like all that was missed. The contractors come in with their own engineers, their own expertise, and somehow this got through, bypassed the village. And they just went about their business in a conduct that absolutely makes no sense from the whole planning perspective, right to the design of these buildings. But at the end of the day, we're left with a product that should not have been in Telkwa. These things belong out in a desert somewhere, not in wet ground in Telkwa. The problems we're having with these basements, they're not on concrete. They're basically steel girder trusses. They sit on wood. They'll work in a desert. They'll work in a hunting camp, but they're not a permanent structure that's going to live through the test of time for the next 35 years. And yeah, we're experiencing huge problems with these, and it's just a matter of time before this completely fails and it becomes a serious issue.
Yeah. Because I read about this in the village council minutes, with your experience as a councillor, do you know how the village or how councillors and how village staff responds to issues like this?
Yeah, when we look at this, all starts with the planning. So to me, this should go before council, before staff, and have an overall look at the big picture. When we do these things, we don't do them overnight. We do them over a period of several years. And so when you do one part of a project like Telkwa House, for instance, that all went really good. But planning comes after that. If we're going to put in more buildings down the road, we have to have all the infrastructure in place for that. And none of that was properly planned.
And so when you have issues like this, then Telkwa Seniors Housing Society has to pay for an electrician to come in and deal with it?
Because the government's broke.
So you can't, so you don't have funding from BC Housing for maintenance?
We had till about 2-3 months ago, and they run out of money because we don't owe people money and we won't put up with it.
Yeah.
You look out there and all that rock isn't supposed to be piled up against that siding, but the water's running through that siding. It wasn't designed for that. And underneath there, it's sloughing underneath them board and bending the pipes.
But I know that you're working on another housing unit called Hubert Place, is that right?
Correct.
What are you taking from this experience then that you want to do differently for Hubert Place?
I think we got to have, I don't live here, and I have a life of my own, and I have a wife, and I have a spoiled cat, and they need time. So I don't live here to look and check everything. And I think they should hire somebody to make sure things are done. Like the drain line just down here, two sections of it was totally missing.
So moving forward with Hubert House, we have a totally different design that we're going to use. It's used everywhere else. It's with a proper foundation and a slab to grade with that. And it'd be basically custom built. So yeah, it's a win-win situation moving forward with a new build. We have a very reputable contractor who will be building it, and we'll be able to address a lot of these concerns moving forward with our current infrastructure on how we're going to complete this.
We need more board members to apply for this money for the next phase. BC Housing wants this, and we need just members, period. Instead of one or two or three or four people doing all the work, we'll have it spread out a little more. And then someday I should retire and go fishing.
Is that something that you're building into Hubert Place, that you're going to have try to hire a manager as well?
We're going to have a guy and his wife to manage all, like Telkwa House is owned by BC Housing, we just manage it.
Do you know how many people are on a wait list for housing?
About 26.
And what's Hubert Place? How many units is that?
It is 24. I don't know why, but BC Housing got the idea there's a few vacant units. There never has been, there never will be, I don't think.
Derek, I'm not sure if you could speak to this, again, just with your council experience, but is there anything that you really want council to pay attention to think about, to consider, or even to respond?
Yes, when these companies and engineering firms come in, these things should go past council and see how they're going to be addressed. If there's any concerns that council may have, that staff may have, they can be put on the table so we can avoid a whole situation like this that we've experienced.
They were told numerous times about a turnoff road on the top of the hill here to come in here. What have they done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it's an accident looking for a place to happen.
Was there anything I didn't ask that you want to include?
These buildings need a foundation, a concrete foundation that was never put in. That is a problem. If you haven't got a foundation, you haven't got anything to work with. With no foundation, we're getting water into these buildings, and it's just going to continue to get worse. So that's our issue at hand, is getting these repairs done.
Is there money in the bank to pay for these repairs?
This should actually be under the home warranty program. There should be warranted for 10 years structural, cupboards and things like that, 5 years, and flooring usually goes for around 2 years.
Okay, and so is that kind of the route that the board is taking then?
The battle right now is we've made our concerns known to Tara Housing, who liaisons between us and BC Housing. And that's where we stand. We'd like somebody from BC Housing to come up and have a look at these buildings and show them what's actually wrong with these buildings. And we also wonder why there was no bond or performance bond ever put in place by the contractor that did this. How did this slip through the cracks? That money's all gone, so there's nothing there to do any repairs to these buildings. Normally, when a company comes in, yeah, they have a performance bond. If there's a deficiency, that those funds are there to address that and fix these. My heart is in this for the seniors. They've paved the way for this community. I got mutual respect for them. And we look at the challenges they face. Food, shelter, clothing, and the high cost of living. My heart just goes out to them to be able to assist, in whatever way I can. And if it means, protecting their interests, in housing, making sure they have a safe place to live, and keeping their rent down, their taxes down, and just showing support, in that way.
Derek, we're standing out here now, and Hubert Place is going to be built pretty close. Tell me about what the plan is, how you plan on doing some of the repairs here.
Okay, what we'd like to do is get the new buildings built, and then at that point move the residences over that are in Alder House into Hubert House, and then proceed with the repairs on Alder House. Our plan is to get these buildings jacked up, get a proper concrete foundation underneath these with a concrete floor, to provide a vapor barrier and radon provision, as well as allow for the drainage. Right now, all the water is coming into these buildings and compromising the structural integrity of these foundations. They are caving in as we speak, and this problem will only get worse. Not only to mention that, is there's the issue with the water. They are on 2x6 plates, not pressure treated. They are on steel girder trusses, which doesn't allow for any frost protection, so they are constantly moving. As the water comes off the roof and melts off the road, it pushes against these foundations, which are basically just wooden skirting, which is pushed in against these steel trusses underneath, and they've already bowed in a couple inches already. So this is in 2 years, the damage that is done. Yeah. So you can imagine in a couple more years how much more severe this is going to be.
When is Hubert Place supposed to start construction?
I believe in 2027.
So basically it would be just in the way that it's going, it might just be just in time then to get people, the residents out of here into Hubert Place to do this.
Yeah, they're not going to fall in the next year or two, but they're definitely going to get worse. So they'll be fine for a couple of years while these new ones are being built. And then at that point, once the new ones are built, they can move over and hopefully we can proceed with getting these buildings repaired.
Yeah. So when you're relying on government funding and you need to do these repairs, does that worry you, or what do you think about?
No, we'll get the money.
Are you hearing from BC Housing? You've told BC Housing about the issues here?
Know all about the issues. They said they found some money, and I was told to stay out of it and let them do it.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.